This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
Hey team, it's Buck. Have you tried a Casper mattress yet? They are incredible. They're obsessively engineered and they come at a shockingly fair price for a mattress that brings together technology and comfort to also be a great value is just too much for any of you to pass up. It combines springy latex and supportive memory foams to create an award-winning sleep surface with just the right sink and the perfect bounce. Time magazine named it one of the best inventions of 2015. It is an award-winning mattress that absolutely will not disappoint. Try Casper for 100 nights risk-free in your own home. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. Free shipping and returns to the U.S. and Canada. And for listeners of this show, you can get a special $50 toward any mattress by going to casper.com/buck. Casper.com/buck and using Buck as the code. Terms and conditions apply.
The Buck Sexton Show.
You are entering the Blaze Threat Ops Center. This is a secure space. All outside comms are down. Prepare to receive the Buck Brief.
President Obama has ordered climate change to be considered in all military planning. You have got to be kidding me. Joining us now to talk about this is Lieutenant Colonel Dakota Wood. He is with the Heritage Foundation. He's retired from the Marine Corps, and he is in charge of the Index of U.S. Military Strength at Heritage. Lieutenant Colonel Wood, great to have you. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate being with you.
So President Obama has issued a new policy directive as of today that national security policy across all security agencies and the military must take climate change into account. This is the kind of stuff that just makes me want to smack my face into a wall. Dakota, what do you think about it?
Well, I think it's the final spasms of liberal progressive in the final months of his presidency. So they're trying to codify all of these various initiatives that they're meaning to impose on the military and American society real large. So it's completely misguided. I think it distracts the security establishment from the current work that they need to do. And ultimately, it will be a lot of sound and noise, but it's not going to accomplish anything at all meaningful.
I mean, you've got President Obama bragging about this, essentially, saying that, thanks to John Kerry, climate change is something that is talked about in the most sort of sacred of national security spaces. Play clip 13, John.
He has elevated the profile of climate change, ocean protection, to the point where we have conversations about this, not just in the Oval Office, but in the Situation Room. And that is critical in helping us mobilize all of government around the issues that all of you care so deeply about.
I mean, Dakota, what are we? We're at DEFCON 1 with polar bears drowning. I don't really understand what we're supposed to make of this.
Yeah, it's a manifestation of eco-religion, right? So it's a particular religious belief, in a sense, with Mother Earth and all that. And there's nothing wrong with being, I think everything right, with being good stewards of our natural resources. Hunters and fishermen and farmers and everybody else realizes you can't despoil the landscape. But for the military establishment to say that we have to account for environmental and climate change factors, which can be 40 or 50 years in the making, and as those things materialize and you have water wars or fights over arable land, that's been the history of mankind. And when those kinds of things pop up, the military is called in as needed to deal with those kinds of conflicts. So there's nothing value added in saying make climate change part of your security calculations. Because in reality is, if you think that conflicts will double and you want the military to be able to respond to that, you actually need twice as much military. You need to double the military budget. You need to be more interventionist in more areas around the world, which is the complete opposite of what the Obama presidency has really been preaching these past 7 or 8 years.
It seems to me that there's almost no level of intellectual embarrassment that these sort of climate change evangelists can reach. I mean, I've even seen discussions and analysis from people about, at the top levels of this government, of the Obama administration, about how the Syrian civil war was essentially caused by climate change. This is something they offer up, and I'm shocked that people don't laugh them out of the room. But I guess, as you said, it's taken as a sort of an article of faith. It is a religious belief in Mother Earth.
Well, yeah, it's propagated by the general media and by an entire leftist ideology and philosophical approach to the world, right? Because if you dealt with the realities on the ground, like murderous ideologies of people trying to impose their will on other people, you know, the classic themes, right, of the history of mankind, then it really it calls you to have to deal with those very difficult challenges. So it's much easier to say, well, people are amped up because, you know, the air temperature has increased by 5 degrees or a lake level has dropped a few feet, right? So that's, you kind of offset the problem into the, this green philosophical ideology, and it really relieves you of the responsibility for dealing with the much more real world and much more difficult challenges of dealing with competing ideas and competing regimes that are actually fighting over power is what that's all about.
In the memo that Obama, this policy memo that he released, it says that U.S. policy is facing down or is anchored in facing down global conflicts that are only increasing because of climate change. I don't even really know what are they referring to. I mean, how does climate change make current conflicts worse in their formulation of all this stuff, Dakota?
Yeah, this is a theory devoid of any kind of facts. The theory is as the temperature rises, you get increasing desertification, you know, the loss of arable or farmable land. You have competition over water. You have migration from peoples where I can't grow food or make a living to areas where I can. And so their theory is that global warming spurs mass migration and conflict between peoples over resources. And that's really the root cause of all this sense of homelessness and sense of loss of opportunity and a hopeless future. That's their argument. And I just don't think that there's any evidence to that at all. And if there was, then it's an evidence of 5,000 years of warfare. So again, what makes today different than 500 years ago?
Well,
I think it's a completely misguided notion and wasting time and resources that could be better spent on the real problems of China, Russia, Islamic State, Iran, and North Korea.
I want to get to that because that's where I think this is a problem. People sometimes will push it aside and say, okay, well, this is just a small thing that they're doing. But by the same token, we're also told that we're overtaxed on the intel side. We can't follow all the ISIS threats we have. So there is a resource allocation issue, which I want to ask you about. But before I get to that, if I could, and this is just more of a curiosity for me, let's assume that what they're saying about the sort of the conflicts getting worse is true, because again, and also let's assume that their whole theory about climate change is true, like the loss of arable land point, things like that. Wouldn't, you know, excuse me for asking a ridiculous question, but this is a ridiculous subject.
Sure.
And wouldn't we get, you know, oranges in Siberia? I mean, wouldn't there be other places that are a little too cold that would be warmer? I mean, it seems like even under their own theory, they don't extrapolate out what the meanings would be.
Yeah, exactly. So the implication is if the sea is going to rise a certain number of feet and it puts in danger massive naval bases like Norfolk Naval Base or something there in Virginia. Well, the logic then says, well, we need to start moving that base further inland. Okay, so where are you going to rebuild a naval base, you know, 50 miles inland? I mean, it's not going to happen next year, maybe 50 years from now. So there's a flaw in the logic, you know, the farming practices, where people are living and moving. The time horizon is so far out that to have people focus on it right now, again, is a distraction from the actual alligators right there next to your boat, right? And also, it doesn't follow on then that if you think that wars are going to increase and there'll be a greater call for U.S. military response due to devastating storms, rescuing people, assisting in mass migration of personnel, you actually need a larger military. And what we currently have is two-thirds the military we need today. So I don't see the administration following their own logic to say that we need to double the defense budget. And so I think you're absolutely right that logically it's internally inconsistent and at odds with itself. and that they don't recognize that or admit that just shows the foolishness of the entire premise.
I mean, the propagandizing isn't even just going on at the level of policy memos. President Obama spoke, and he got a lot of attention for this, at the Coast Guard graduation ceremony. Mm-hmm. I just want to play a quick clip of that, and then we'll get into it. Go for it, John.
So I'm here today to say that climate change constitutes a serious threat to global security, an immediate risk to our national security. And make no mistake, it will impact how our military defends our country. And so we need to act, and we need to act now.
I don't even know what that's supposed to mean. It's an immediate threat. What is the immediate threat from climate change, Dakota? And how would we address that immediately?
Well, exactly. There is none, right? I mean, it's something that as it manifests, because the Earth does go through ice age and heating and ice age over hundreds and hundreds or thousands of years, I don't understand what the immediate threat is, nor what the military is supposed to do about that, right? So that was in May of 2015 when he made that speech at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy commencement. And since that time, you haven't seen any significant changes in what the military has been called upon to do. So, it's an idealized, philosophical, wishful imposition of this green ideology that just doesn't have any connection to the real-world challenges America is facing, or certainly threats to the United States. I mean, I don't know of an iceberg that set off a bomb, you know, at a marathon in an American city, right? So it's just a bunch of silliness, and I'm not really sure how else to characterize it.
It seemed like they backed off this a little bit at one point. I see here that my old organization, the CIA, according to The Atlantic, had to shut down its climate research program because mm-hmm. they were giving data to scientists that they were getting through CIA means. And eventually they just were like, you know, we can't do this. We can't do this anymore. We got to stop. I mean, what, they had the CIA taking like satellite photos of icebergs? Again, this goes in the, if you made this up category, right, people would think it was too far-fetched to believe.
Yeah, I mean, I think that particular issue there was, there are ways to collect data or information. So, you know, what are the Russians or the Chinese studying? Do you have access to their data? What do they say? Oh, well, how did you get that information, right? So revealing that you know something about what somebody else knows is revealing secrets in and of itself. Or there might be platforms being used, satellites, remote sensing, you know, what have you, that the only way you could have gotten that data is through a means that you don't want to reveal. So by the CIA or any group sharing information that isn't possessed by a normal scientific organization, you know, you're kind of showing your cards a little bit. And I think they realize that, and they shut that program down. And yet, if this is such an impending, you know, national security catastrophe that the military and the intel community needs to mobilize against, well, why aren't we then harnessing those capabilities, right? So, again, another contradiction, another internal inconsistency there in the administration's own argument.
I know you're retired from the Marine Corps, Dakota, but I'm just wondering, from what you gather from people who are either still in or were recently in active duty status, whenever this kind of stuff comes across the radar, are they just like, this is crazy town, and they ignore it? Or is the, you know, sort of the officer corps starting to buy into this climate change is a grave national security threat thing? I mean, how would you gauge that?
Well, it's a lot of eye rolling. So it's kind of slap your forehead, roll your eyes, and say, good grief, how do I plug this into my training schedule or other things that I'm needing to do?
Lieutenant Colonel Dakota Wood of the Heritage Foundation, we thank him for calling in.
Dispensing the truth
on the Blaze Radio Network.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-490-1099 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-490-1099.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.